Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast. Our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Mark. This is Jesus speaking here, talking to his disciples and some other people that are around him. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words of Mark's gospel. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. And so also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware and keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent, that four weeks of preparation and anticipation that lead us into Christmas. And this is a time of anticipation, preparation, waiting, keeping awake, paying attention. For we are in a broken world, a world that is not yet what God has imagined for it. We have not achieved what God has imagined for this world. We are a broken world that longs for mending and longs for repair. We heard that even in the psalm. Yeah, this goes back thousands of years. This longing for mending and for repair, a longing for the dark places to be lit up and healed and made whole. We await the birth of Jesus. We are in the advent of Jesus, waiting for Christmas. We have started our yearly journey toward Christmas. And the stores and the TVs and the radios have started Christmas in October, some in September. Hallmark store, I think, had their Christmas ornaments in July. I think that's their standard operating procedure. So they've started Christmas a long time ago, and for them it's all going to end on December 25th. But we who follow Jesus, we know that Christmas begins on December 25th and lasts actually for 12 days after, the 12 days of Christmas from that old song. We celebrate Christmas for 12 days until Epiphany. And so we're not really in Christmas yet. We're in that time of Advent, a time to prepare ourselves to be ready to greet and to meet the baby Jesus when he comes, when he arrives. We can think of today as this first Sunday of Advent. Think of it as that we've come to a restaurant. We've come to a restaurant. We have been so hungry. We've had such need of being filled and of being fed. We've been so hungry, and we've been invited to come to this restaurant, and we've been looking forward to it for weeks. We're excited, maybe been thinking about what to wear, What are we going to wear when we get to the restaurant and wondering what's going to be served? What is going to be on the menu? What do we have to look forward to when the day comes and we put on our best clothes, which might be a suit and tie or a tuxedo, or maybe our best clothes are just a pair of shorts and a polo shirt that doesn't have too many stains on it. Or maybe it's an evening gown or the little black dress, or maybe the best clothing is a pair of jeans and a sweater with a few holes in it. Whatever it is. And we arrive at the restaurant and we see the outside and it's beautiful and lit up from within. You can see through the windows and it's got large, impressive doors on the front. And valet takes your car and he somehow knows your name. He says, "Let me park this for you." He's been waiting for you, keeping awake, waiting for you to come. And he takes your car and then the doorman swings the doors wide open for you. And he also knows your name, calls you by name. He's been waiting for you. And he says, "Thank you for coming. Go on in." And come in, and the maitre d' also been waiting for you, knows your name, greets you, takes you to your table, pulls out the chair for you, pushes it back in, and says, "The chef has prepared a very special meal for you tonight. She knows exactly what you need and exactly what you have been longing for." And he leaves the menu on each of your places around the table. And do you feel your mouth watering in anticipation? We've had this whole preparation coming in to the restaurant. The experience of the meal began as you pulled up in the car and saw it and were greeted. Anticipation, preparation. I was in Los Angeles a number of years ago. I went there to see some friends. I'd never been to Los Angeles, and I was coming between places, and I thought, I'm going to go to L.A. and see my friend Patty and Juan. So I went there and spent a couple days with them, and while I was there, they said, "We know this restaurant that we want to take you to." I don't remember the name of it, but they wanted me to experience it, and they said, "Do you like garlic?" I'm like, "Oh, I love garlic. Love garlic. Can't get enough garlic." And they said, "Well, then this is the restaurant for you. So we'll take you there later tonight on the way to the airport for me to fly home. They were going to take me to this." And my mouth was already watering in anticipation of the meal. Wow, a restaurant that's known for its garlic. Exciting. Maybe not for you, but for some of us who like garlic, it was so exciting. And so we do whatever it was that we did that day, and then we go to the restaurant for supper. And as we pull into the parking lot, I see the restaurant sign, big sign on the front of the restaurant. And it was whatever the restaurant's name was at the top. And then underneath, in also really large letters, was their motto: "We flavor our garlic with food." I am in the right place. We flavor our garlic with food. That anticipation started when I saw that sign. Like, oh, this is going to be an experience. Or think of how Disneyland and Disney World begin their experience in the parking lots. Many places do. Even churches begin their experience in the parking lot as people come in. What do they see? What do people experience? And so at this restaurant, I've had you imagine that you're at, where the maitre d' has left the menu on your table. And you pick up the menu and you look at it, and it's a fixed menu. This is just telling you what the chef is going to be bringing you. Not one that you choose from, but the chef has prepared this meal for you of what is to come, and you look and you read it and you see that what she is preparing, what you have to look forward to, is hope and peace and joy and love. That's the first Sunday of Advent. We've looked at the menu. We've heard of what is to come. We've been shown what we're going to receive: hope, peace, joy, and love. And we sit in preparation and anticipation to be wowed and to be fed and to be filled. That is what the first Sunday of Advent is like. Not quite to the feast, but we know what's coming. Hope, peace, joy, and love. That's what we have to look forward to in Christmas, when Jesus arrives again to come into our world to bring love and healing and wholeness and that hope and joy and peace and love. Thanks be to God. Amen. And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.